and welcome to day two of ISE 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Absen, the LED company. So find them at absen.com. We're here with Fujita, here with Stuart Filmscreen. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, yeah, we see each other almost every year. This is like, what, our second or third trade show.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this year. What's going on this year?
So Stuart Filmscreen is improving its lineup. Mm-hmm. We're doing enhancements to things and creating new products. Mm-hmm. That we've brought two of them to the show. Mm-hmm. And I have a brand new one called the Gemini. Mm-hmm. It's for the residential market. It is a dual roller screen. So you have two screens inside of one case housing.
Okay.
And the reason for that is lighting applications. So you have a 16:9 screen, and you're watching maybe sports or the news, and you have mm-hmm. some ambient light going on. So you definitely want to screen for an ambient light situation like our Phantom Haler. Mm-hmm. And then maybe at night you're going to go watch a movie, and you want to hang out with your friends, eat some
sure.
popcorn, dim the lights. So the
Friday
second
night.
Screen, yeah, it comes down, and it's a big 235 screen, like a StudioTech 100 or a StudioTech 130 like we have at the show here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're showing that off at the show, too.
Yes,
so.
Mm-hmm. We are showing it off at the show. We've got some great clips, a movie clip for the 235 one, mm-hmm. and we've got this great compilation clip that we did for the 16:9 one in the booth.
Cool. I'm happy to hear that. So I know last year you guys were celebrating 70th.
Yes.
Going on strong, so 71.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Tell us, people are listening in right now, what's the website so they can follow along and see all the cool products?
Well, the website to see all the cool products is stuartfilmscreen.com. Mm-hmm. And we do have a new website in the works.
Okay,
so
cool.
There should be something coming around.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Like Q2 or maybe
yeah.
early Q3.
Yeah, definitely.
So check out for that new website. We'll, of course, announce it.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the socials? You guys are on socials, I'm sure.
Yes, we are on socials. We have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. and we have a Twitter handle, and we have a LinkedIn page, mm-hmm. and also an Instagram.
Cool. Okay. A lot of people are going to Instagram now. I am on the Twitter, at @BarellaVictoria_. I remember I came by the rave my very first year, and they're like, hey, what's your Twitter? And it was still my personal one, probably with all the little high school indirect tweets. And I'm like, I don't have one. I don't know what Twitter is. So I totally scrapped that one and, you know, made a new one. So thank God for that one. Going back to the products, you've been with the company how long?
I've been with Stuart Filmscreen for 13 years now.
Okay, cool. And then what about the progress in the company, either that you've seen or that you've heard even about in the past few years?
So in the past few years, we have well, I'll call him new still, CEO and president, Shannon Townley, and
okay.
he's part of the new
yep.
generation and the new way of Stuart Filmscreen. So mm-hmm. it's great to have a leader to take over the helm of the company and put us in the right direction.
Cool. And then, I'm sure this is also a topic of interest. There's a lot of new people coming into the industry. I'm a millennial. I've been also in this industry for 2 years. There's a lot of people reaching out to me, though, that are not part of this industry. And they're like, hey, how do we get in? You guys are really cool. I love technology. I want to do the same thing you're trying to do. So do you have any advice for the people that either coming out of other industries coming in, how we can get to know Stuart Filmscreen or just the AV industry in general?
Recently, I just joined the AVIXA Women's Council,
mm-hmm.
so I went to my first meeting
okay,
that was
cool.
down in Cyprus, mm-hmm. and the whole reason that occurred was because I listened to one of the podcasts,
mm-hmm.
Katie Bennett was on it, and a bunch of the other awesome girls that were talking about the Women's Council, so
yeah.
heard that, then of course went on LinkedIn, found them,
mm-hmm.
and then the third thing, because it would always takes three tries with me,
or
anybody, I hope, one of my coworkers, Susan, she actually asked me if I wanted to go with her, and I said yes. So now
cool.
I've joined. I'm part of it. I've got a group and committee to talk to
mm-hmm.
and about AV and just, you know, women in the industry and other progressive. And men are welcome, too, by the way.
So this is my second attempt because I've heard about it, and I fell off the face of the planet, so I wasn't able to get back to it. Now you're telling me about it,
mm-hmm.
so I think I'm going to have that third push
that
somewhere,
third
and I'm going to be able to
come
with you.
Yes.
Cool. Remind us again what the website is as well.
The website again is stuartfilmscreen.com.
Cool. And then the Twitter handles, you can Google it or you can find it on their website as well. I'm on the Twitter too, @BarellaVictoria_. And then just to remind the podcast, the listeners that the podcast this year, are sponsored by Apsin. So thanks, guys. And the website for Stuart Film Screen is?
StuartFilmScreen.com.
Hey, all right. Anything else you want to tell us? Any last words about the ISE 2018 and what you guys are excited about?
Well, I did forget my second product I was going to tell you about that was in the booth.
I want to hear all about it. Tell me all about it.
It is completely redesigned. It's the Balam Borderless, mm-hmm. and it's got three brand new enhancements to it. So it's got a thinner profile frame, so it's about 1 inch or 2.54 centimeters. Mm-hmm. I had to learn my meters and centimeters here. And the second option is we now have LEDs added to it. So you can do some awesome mood lighting or ambient light, or if you're doing gaming, you can actually use the program to have the light extend out so it creates a more immersive gaming experience.
Sure.
And the third one is there is a now telescoping mounting system you can add to it. So it gives it like a floating look to the screen. So if you're in a gallery or if you have a really architectural designer-friendly home that you want to put it in, that would be perfect.
I really have to come by your booth this year and make it a point to come by because I am lacking in my film screen education and knowledge. I come from like the audio background, maybe some lighting, maybe some programming. I'm like dipping my feet all over. So maybe this year I'm going to try doing more of the projection and display and any kind of, you know, screens too. So I'm really interested in trying to understand more about it and maybe like the history about that. So cool. Thanks for letting me know about it.
You're very welcome. Come over to our stand. It's 1F50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me.